glass and signs of smoke. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Reports of explosions near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa as Russian forces appear to be backing out of Ukraine's capital.
Days after it appeared fighting had actually gotten more intense in the Kyiv region, officials now say there is evidence of a Russian troop withdrawal, some even going as far as saying that Kyiv has been liberated. However, Ukrainian forces have some skepticism about all of that, and for good reason. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky believes Russian forces have created a dangerous environment for civilians who are now trying to get back into Kyiv. He's warning people who do return to Kyiv might not want to be doing that so quickly because they believe Russian forces are placing mines around homes, abandoned equipment, and in the bodies of those who have been killed.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is sending additional aid.
$300 million announced by the Pentagon adds on a larger chunk of money this administration has put forward to Ukraine so the country can defend itself. A little bit over $2 billion since President Biden took that oath of office in January 2021. Some of the items on the most recent list include laser-guided rocket system, other types of artillery, and those tanks. They're Soviet-made tanks. The U.S. and European allies will work to get those tanks to Ukraine as soon as possible.
Fox's David Spunt. Police in Virginia say a man was killed Saturday in a shooting at a mall. The Norfolk police chief says the shooting at MacArthur Center began as an argument over money. Two women were hurt, both shot in the ankle. The suspect has not been identified. The NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship is set. Kansas will face North Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senator Joe Manchin is calling the CDC's repeal of Title 42 a frightening decision that could lead to a possible explosion of migrants at the border.
Manchin said we are nowhere near prepared to deal with that influx. Senator Mark Kelly saying this is the wrong decision. And Senator Kyrsten Sinema says it shows a lack of understanding about the crisis at our border. Now, Title 42 is a COVID-related public health order started during the Trump administration that authorized the quick expulsion of migrants. The CDC announced yesterday that Title 42 will be lifted on May 23rd, and the White House says that gives them some time.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. An Applebee's franchise worker was fired over a leaked email. The employee of a Missouri-based franchise sent an email speculating that high gas prices and the end of the pandemic stimulus money would force employees to work longer hours for lower pay. The restaurant temporarily closed when that email began circulating online. The holy month of Ramadan is underway, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine is impacting celebrations.
The Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when the faithful fast from dawn to dusk, began Saturday in much of the Middle East. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent energy and food prices soaring, casting a shadow over the holiday, where large gatherings over meals and family celebrations are a tradition. Many were hoping for a more cheerful Ramadan after 2 years of coronavirus pandemic limitations. Ukraine and Russia account for a third of global wheat and barley exports and are top exporters of other grains and sunflower seed oil used for cooking. The Middle East countries rely on the grains to feed millions of people with subsidized bread and bargain noodles. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Another Broadway show is temporarily halted due to COVID-19. actor Daniel Craig tested positive, canceling performances of Macbeth. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.